On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. The San Clemente Dam will be removed from the Carmel River. Yesterday, the Monterey County Planning Commission approved the project, which gets underway this summer. The dam was built nearly 100 years ago, but now represents a threat to both those living downriver and to a specific species of fish. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
Just 7 miles southwest of Carmel Valley Village, the roar of water spilling over the San Clemente Dam overwhelms the tranquility of an otherwise pristine wilderness. Richard Svendland walks across the top of the dam. He is vice president of engineering for California American Water.
It used to hold about 1,500 acre feet. Approximately 95% of that has been all silted up.
The 100-year-old dam now holds back just 70 acre feet of water and 2.5 million cubic yards of silt. 6 years ago, the California Division of Dam Safety raised concerns that a major earthquake or flood could cause that wall of mud to swallow homes and communities downriver. It ordered CalAmp to reinforce the dam. That's when scientists and environmental groups saw an opportunity to not only solve this safety issue, but to help save a vanishing fish population. Steelhead once numbered in the thousands in the Carmel River, but today have been reduced to just a few hundred. The trout are considered threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Joyce Ambrosius is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Marine Fisheries.
The dam serves no useful purpose. It's totally filled with sediment, and it's a partial passage barrier for the adult and juvenile migration of the steelhead.
So environmental groups began looking at alternatives. Lauren Latendra is president of the Carmel Watershed Conservancy. It's a nonprofit dedicated to preserving the steelhead and the area around the river.
Our determination was that removal of the dam was by far the best solution.
But as it turns out, removing the dam will cost significantly more than just reinforcing it, $84 million versus $49 million. So in order to save the steelhead, the state agency dedicated to protecting the coastal areas, the California Coastal Conservancy, is raising the $35 million difference through grants and private donations. Back at the San Clemente Dam, CalAmp's Richard Svendland says this will be unlike any other dam removal.
What makes this project unique from other dam removal projects is we're going to reroute the river around the sediment, and then we're going to stabilize that sediment so it can never move.
Once the three-year project is complete, he says the area will be left to grow back to its natural state, and the land will be donated to the Bureau of Land Management.
Our goal will be for a hiker walking up the valley, they would never know a dam was here.
That is also the dream of author Ray March, who writes lovingly about his childhood on the Monterey Peninsula in his book River in Ruin. For March, the Carmel River is a spiritual place.
It was a playground. It was a recreation. It was a place to meditate. It was a place to rejoice.
He's not the only author to write fondly about the river. He reads from John Steinbeck's Cannery Row.
The Carmel is a lovely little river. It isn't long, but in its course it has everything a river should have.
Returning the Carmel to that lovely little river will take more than the dam's removal. CalAmp has to stop overpumping the river, which it plans to do with its proposed Monterey Peninsula Water Supply Project. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.